With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Far-reaching discussions in the Middle East as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and Vice President J.D. Vance talked about a new vision for peace.
How to have the civil government, how to have the security there, who could provide that security there, again, with Israel taking care of overall security always. And we discussed that, and I think we have some very, very good ideas how to proceed. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's possible.
The vice president says the Trump administration is committed to the plan, which has a few challenging points.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy.
And he adds the results could be felt worldwide.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead to other peace agreements all over the world, because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
United States Armed Forces has once again blasted another drug boat out of the water, marking the eighth such strike. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says it's an expansion of the Trump administration's campaign against drug trafficking in South America. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announcing new sanctions against Russia's two biggest oil companies. He's also blasting Moscow's refusal to end the war in Ukraine, and European nations also tossing sanctions at Moscow. A new report says North Korean hackers have stolen billions of dollars by breaking into cryptocurrency exchanges and creating fake identities in order to get remote jobs. This is SRN News. No more non-binary passports for U.S. citizens.
President Trump's order that all travelers be identified as either male or female is now in effect for Customs and Border Protection officials. That means airlines will only accept passports with a male or female designation for people traveling into or out of the country. The president has vowed to eliminate all residue of the Biden administration's four-year campaign to promote transgenderism in every office of the executive branch and throughout the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
British prosecutors have decided that Irish TV comedy writer Graham Lenihan will not face charges after his arrest over social media posts critical of transgender people. Lenihan was arrested last month, sparking debate. Now, supporters say that UK laws stifle legitimate comment. London Place, as a result, they will no longer investigate hate incidents. This is SRN News. Some unexpected benefits from the COVID vaccine.
The most widely used COVID-19 vaccines may offer a surprise benefit for some cancer patients, revving up their immune systems to help fight tumors. People with advanced lung or skin cancer who were taking certain immunotherapy drugs lived substantially longer if they also got a Pfizer or Moderna shot within 100 days of starting treatment. The molecule that powers those specific vaccines, mRNA, appears to help the immune system respond better to cutting-edge cancer treatments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tropical storm Melissa moving slowly through the Caribbean, bringing a huge risk of landslides and flooding in Jamaica. Officials urging residents to seek higher ground. Schools and offices close in the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. Storm shelters are open. More details at srnnews.com.